chapter 14 and also chapter 17. This morning we see Jesus speaking in Matthew 12, verse 6. In this place is one greater than the temple. And after several events and some passing of time, Matthew 12, 41, a greater than Jonas is here. In Matthew 12, 42, a greater than Solomon is here. In those declarations concerning himself, there's this one basic fact, and that is that he is greater than, or he is more than. We saw some details concerning this fact. He is this in and of himself. What that simply means is he is greater than without any additions, without any help, without our participation. He is greater than. You and I cannot add anything to Christ. We cannot add anything to who he is. We cannot add anything to his greatness. But you notice from these three statements in Matthew 12, verse 6, also verse 41 and 42, he says, first of all, that he's greater than the temple. That is, he's greater than the inanimate. Inanimate objects, he's greater than. But he's also greater than Jonas, and he's greater than Solomon. So he's greater than the animate as well. So it doesn't matter, inanimate or animate, Jesus is greater. There's nothing greater. There's nothing more than Jesus Christ. There's nothing equal that comes into our lives. Also, we saw that this fact is inclusive of all time. Jesus is greater regardless of time. It's also inclusive of all places. A greater than is here. That's true wherever I am. That's true whatever the time may be. And again, it's without anything else. This is who he is in and of himself. It's always so. It's everywhere so. The question is, do we practice? Again, we'll all testify that we believe that Jesus is greater than. The question is, do we practice? Do we live this fact that Jesus, in and of himself, that means I don't have to get help. Jesus, in and of himself, I don't have to help him out. Jesus, in and of himself, is greater than all, regardless of time, regardless of place. This speaks of his sufficiency in all things, in all times, in all places. But do we practice this? Do we practice and live? Jesus is always and everywhere sufficient for whatever my need is. I'd like to turn again to Matthew 14, verses 15 through 18. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them hither to me." In Matthew 17, both of these passages should be very familiar. Verses 14 through 17. When they, that is Jesus, Peter, James, and John, were come down, they came down from the Mount of Transfiguration to the multitude, There came to him, Jesus, from that multitude, a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. That means is he was suicidal. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Now in Matthew 14, we have the account of Jesus miraculously feeding well over 5,000 people with five loaves of bread and two fishes. In Matthew 17, we see Jesus miraculously curing a young man possessed with a demon. Now in Matthew 14 and verse 18, we hear Jesus saying regarding the five loaves and the two fishes, bring them hither to me. And in Matthew 17, verse 17, we hear Jesus saying regarding to the one who was sore vexed with a demon, bring him hither to me. Again, we have an inanimate object, bread and fish. We have an animate object, this young man. We need to always be hearing those words, bring to me, bring to me, bring to me. Those words need to be engraved upon our hearts, engraved upon our minds. Bring to me. How much easier my life would be if I would just follow that all the time. Bring to me. Bring to me. You can't go wrong doing that. You can't make a mistake doing that. Bring to me. No matter what time it is, no matter what the place, bring to me. No matter what, when, or where, we need to hear Jesus say, bring to me. So I want to speak tonight on bring it to the one who is always and everywhere greater than. Bring it to me. So let's look at these two examples before us here in Matthew 14 and Matthew 17. We've probably preached 15 to 20 messages from Matthew 14 since we've been here. But in Matthew 14, following the beheading of John the Baptist, we see the apostles going to Jesus and telling him everything. That's a good practice. Jesus said to them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. So they go, they have this tremendous sorrow, they have this tremendous burden, and they go and tell Jesus. And what Jesus does so often, he says, come. Come yourselves apart into a desert place. Come, that is, come with me. It's not go, it's come. Into a desert place and rest a while. So there they are with Jesus. And if you have to face a trial, if you have to face an impossible situation, do it with Christ. There's no better way to do it. Do it with Him. So they were able to spend some alone time with Jesus Christ. The people heard that Jesus had gone into the desert. So they head that way. And well over 5,000 had come to that place. Eventually, it got to be past supper time. And if you put all the gospel accounts together, Jesus asked Philip in John 6, verse 5, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" In John 6, verse 7, Philip answered. And his answer reveals that he had done some calculating. He saw the problem and he immediately began to do some calculating. He said, 200 pennyworth of bread. That's 200 days of wages. A penny was a day's wage. 200 pennyworth of bread. That's 200 days of wages, or 55% of a year's wages. 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them. I can just see Philip counting, looking at the five loaves, looking at the fishes, counting. And he begins to calculate. This is how much we're going to need. Nothing wrong with calculating. But if you're going to calculate, do it right. Don't leave Jesus out of it. And if you leave him out, you've miscalculated. And that's what Philip did. He counted, he calculated, and he said 200 days worth of wages to buy bread would not be sufficient for them to just take a little. He probably looked at the size, oh, this guy, well, he'll eat this much, and this little boy over here, he won't eat much. He had it all figured out. And no doubt, Philip sees this is an impossible situation. But again, he left Jesus out of his calculations. We do that often. The solution to the problem, in their eyes, Matthew 14, verse 15, send the multitude away. That was their solution. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. Send them away. That's their solution. But Jesus said in Matthew 14, 16, they need not depart. They need not. They need not go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. You need not send them away. So since Jesus is in himself, always and everywhere greater than, there are some things that we need not do. There are things that we need not do. Simply because of who Jesus is. Somebody will say, well, I had to do this. No, you didn't. You left Jesus out of your calculation. I had to do this. I had to do that. Jesus said they need not. And there's a lot of things that you and I need not do if we would just consider Jesus Christ. They need not depart. And then Jesus told them to do what was impossible in their eyes. He said, give them to eat. Now it was at that time that you can insert John 6, verses 8 and 9. And that's when Andrew speaks up and he said, there's a lad here. There's a boy here. And he has five barley loaves and he has two small fishes. Why did that boy carry with him that day, obviously the only one in the whole multitude that carried food with him, why did he do that? Because whether he knew it or not, the Lord said, take five barley loaves and two fishes with you. Don't leave the Lord out of your calculations. There may be a small lad, insignificant, that the Lord is going to use. So he says, there's a lad here that has five barley loaves and two small fishes. And he said, but what are they amongst so many? You see, Andrew had also done some calculating. And that's when Jesus said in Matthew 14, verse 18, bring them the five loaves and the two small fishes. Bring them to me. Bring them to me. Bring to me. Bring to me. In the hands of the apostles, what that lad had was five loaves and two fishes. They would never become more than five loaves and two fishes in the hands of the apostles. But you put those same five loaves and those same two fishes in the hands of Christ, and they're more than enough to feed well over 5,000 people. So Jesus, we need to hear Jesus say, bring them to me. Not only did all eat, but after they were all done eating, they had 12 baskets full. In other words, they had more left than they began with. That's the Lord's math. You can do all the math you want, but don't forget the Lord's math. And your math doesn't compute with His, does not equate with His. So, what was paltry, insufficient, inadequate in their hands is enough and more in the hands of Christ. So the solution? If you really believe that Jesus is more than, if you really believe what I have in my hands, that's all it can ever be. But then if you really believe that Jesus is more than, bring it to Him. And oh, what He can do with it. You may find yourself in a very difficult and demanding place. You may find yourself in a place of impossibility. You may find yourself lacking means. But you need to hear the One who is in and of Himself, always and everywhere, greater than. You need to hear Him say, bring. Bring your paltry means to me. Bring them to me. That's the solution. And that's what it means to practice and live that Jesus in and of Himself is greater than all, regardless of time or place. In Matthew chapter 17, and we've preached upon this particular scene several times, Jesus healing this young man. There's much here. We're not going to go into all of that. But in Matthew 17, Peter, James, and John have come down from the Mount of Transfiguration. They've had a glorious experience with Christ. They come down and they go to where a multitude had gathered around the other nine apostles. And from that multitude, there came to Him Jesus. Notice it doesn't say there came to them. There came to Him, Jesus Christ. Peter, James, and John were with Him. But this man didn't come to them. He came to Him. Came to Him, a certain man, kneeling down to Him. We need to see that picture. Here's this man, kneeling before Jesus Christ. He says in verse 15, Lord, have mercy on my son. And then he goes on to, and we've preached on this many times, he goes on to describe the condition and the life of his son. And he says to Jesus in verse 16, he says, I brought him to thy disciples, the other nine, and they could not. I brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. I brought him to them, and they could not. They could not. The situation was desperate. The situation was seemingly hopeless. And Jesus said in verse 17, bring him hither to me. Yeah, you brought him to them. They could not. Bring him to me. He didn't say this, but it's certainly implied, I can. They could not, but I can. Bring him unto me. as he is. You don't have to clean him up. You don't have to do anything other than bring him to me. As you read the account, this young man, is insane. He's out of his mind. He's a maniac. He's a madman. Jesus says, bring him unto me. He's living a life of torment. He's living a life of anguish. He's living a life of misery. And Jesus says, bring him to me. He's suicidal. He's self-destructive. He's on a path of ruin. And Jesus says, bring him to me. He's in bondage. He's under the control and the sway of a demon. And Jesus says, bring him unto me. He's broken. He's shattered. And Jesus says, bring him unto me. Why? Because I'm more than. I'm more than everything that's the problem in this young man's life. I'm more than. Bring him to me. He's like a mad animal. He's in a rage. He's wasting away. And Jesus says, bring him to me. Again, the man described his son's condition, and this was the response of Jesus. Bring him to me. You can describe your situation to the Lord. In fact, I would recommend that you do so. He already knows. Go ahead and do that. And here's what he'll say. Bring it to me. That's what he'll say every time. Bring it to me. This is an absolute hopeless and impossible situation. And Jesus says, bring him unto me. And I believe that's still the Lord's instruction today. Again, remember the disciples, they could not. But Matthew records in verse 18 of his account, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and the devil departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. From what hour? From the hour that he brought him to Jesus. They could not, but he was cured. And it was Christ who did it. The son was brought to Jesus, and Jesus righted what was wrong. He's the only one who can. Jesus righted what was wrong. Bring him unto me. Bring them unto me, the bread, the loaves and the fishes. Bring it unto me. Bring your means unto me. Bring your need unto me. So in both of our text passages, Jesus, knowing that these individuals were in need of a miracle, says, bring it to me. Bring it to me. And we need to hear those instructions all the time. We need to hear those instructions in light of the fact that there are always needs, there are always cares, there are always burdens. Bring them to me. There are always going to be some difficulties. There's always going to be some problems. There's always going to be some sorrows and heartaches. But listen. And can you hear Jesus say, bring it to me. Just bring it to me. We say we believe that Jesus is greater than. Practice it. Bring it to me. There are times when situations are overwhelming. May I say, that's a good place to be. It's a good place to be overwhelmed. Because it's then that we realize, I can't handle this. So there are situations that are overwhelming. There are trials, there are tribulations, there are pressures. And yet if we listen, we'll be able to hear Jesus say, just bring it to me. Just bring it to me. Now, is Jesus going to fix every single thing we bring to Him? No. But if we bring it to Him, we'll be better off, we'll be better fit to handle it. Guaranteed. Because you can't bring it to Him without drawing closer to Him. You can't bring something to someone without drawing closer to them. He didn't say, send it to me. He said, bring it to me. Big difference. I can send Brad a letter by mail. There's a big difference in me doing that and bringing him a letter. Big difference. One, I have to draw closer to him. The other, I don't. Jesus says, bring it to me. There are situations, there are circumstances that are overwhelming. There's anguish, there's distress. There's trials, there's tribulations, there's pressures. There are times we are at our wit's end. Psalm 78 talks about that. Bring it to me. There are those who are in the depths. Bring it to Him. There are disappointments, there's chaos, there's turmoil, there's temptation, there's anxiety. There are clouds, there are storms, on and on we can go. We mentioned all these things this morning. Bring it to me. There may be darkness. There may be loneliness. There may be fear. Whatever it is, Jesus says, bring it to me. Here's what we do many times. Let's take fear. You have a fear. Someone will say, well, you need to bring that fear to the Lord. And we say, well, I really shouldn't feel this way. I really shouldn't be afraid. But you are. But you are. Yes, there's a lot of things we shouldn't feel. But we do. So when you do, bring it to the Lord. Bring it to Him. Don't just sit there and say, well, I shouldn't feel this way. But you do. So bring it to Him. And if we believe that if we truly believe He's bigger than, He has the answer for everything, we won't hesitate. Then bring it to Him. And again, we've stressed, He is this in and of Himself. He doesn't need my help. He doesn't need me to fix it. I just have to bring it to Him. Bring it to Him. So Jesus said these words to those who needed miracles in their life. Is there anyone here that does not need a miracle in your life or in the life of someone you love or in the life of someone you know? We all need miracles. We need miracles every day. And the one who gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, relief to the infirm, relief to the possessed, cleansing to the defiled, the one who worked miracle after miracle after miracle says, you need a miracle, bring it to me. Makes sense. If we believe that He's greater than. To practice that will bring it to Him. He's dried more tears than anyone. He has brought more hope than anyone. He has brought more cheer and more comfort to anyone. And He says, bring it to me. That's very simple. You can tell a little child, bring that to me. They know what you mean. And you know what Jesus means when He says, bring it to me. Bring it to me. What else can He mean? Bring it to me. Whatever it is. Aren't you glad that Jesus doesn't set restrictions upon this? He just says, bring them to me. Bring him to me. Bring her to me. Whatever it is. We see this all through the ministry of Jesus Christ. people bringing to Jesus, practicing that He is more than. He is more than. You see, it's in Jesus that we find deliverance. It's in Him that we find transformation. It's in Him that we find satisfaction. It's in Him we find peace. It's in Him we find optimism. It's in Him we find assurance. It's in Him we find joy. And all through the gospel accounts, there is Jesus as the one who can, making a difference, manifesting that He is in and of Himself, always, everywhere, greater than. And we see people time and time again bringing to Jesus Christ. You look at all the miracles in the New Testament, in the Gospels. The lame man, lame for 38 years, Jesus healed him. The woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. The woman who had a blood issue for 12 years. Blind Bartimaeus, the man with the withered hand, the demon-possessed man of Gadara, the widow woman of Nain, and on and on and on we could go. Mary and Martha, when Lazarus died, the disciples on the storm-tossed sea on more than one occasion. All, every one of these found Jesus to be greater than. And every single one of us has found, has experienced Jesus to be greater than. We've all experienced it. So you would think that we would just, almost on autopilot, just bring it to Christ. But we struggle so much just to bring it to Christ. The truth is, the Lord has, most of the time, the Lord has to bring us to the end of our rope before we'll bring it to Him. Do you realize that if we brought it to Him, we wouldn't have to get to the end of our rope? If we just brought it to Him. Practice. Jesus is greater than. Notice several scriptures in Matthew chapter 4. We'll stay in Matthew. But Matthew 4:24. And His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Him. They brought unto Him. They brought unto Him. All sick. Didn't matter what their disease was. They brought unto Him. All sick people that were taken. And again, taken. That is, they were consumed with these things. These things had overtaken them. Divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy. And He healed them. And He healed them. But our point tonight is they brought unto Him. They brought unto Him. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto Him. There it is again. They brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils. And He cast out the spirits with His word and healed all that were sick. They just brought them unto Him. You notice so far, no one has told Jesus how to do it. They just bring the need to Christ. The Lord doesn't need our instruction. Who do we think we are? Telling Jesus how to do something. Just bring it to Him. And He'll do what He does as He sees fit. Notice in Matthew 9, verse 2. And behold, they brought to Him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And we know the story. But again, our point is, they brought unto Him. Matthew 12, 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil. He was blind and dumb also. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Again, they brought unto him. John chapter 14, verses 35 and verse 36. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. They brought unto him. And then it says they besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. They brought unto him. That's the answer. That's the invitation. John 15, verse 29, and Jesus departed from thence and came nigh in the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. Not all the way at the top. He's in an elevated place. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them. They came unto them, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. And what did they do? They cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Now, this was no easy task to bring these individuals to Christ. Again, they had to get to an elevated place. They have these individuals, in some cases, leaning upon them. They're leading them along. They might be carrying them. But they all got to the same place, him. And they cast them down at Jesus' feet. That's the best place for all of our needs. That's the best place for all of our problems, at Jesus' feet. John 19:13, then were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. Again, they were brought to him. We see this over and over. People bringing needs to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is God's remedy. It's God's remedy, it's God's provision, it's God's solution to the desperate needs of man. And it is Jesus who is more than, who can mend, who can cure, who can repair, who can restore and correct and deliver and strengthen. Bring it to him. Just bring it to him. And how gracious he is that he would say to you and I, bring to me. Bring to me. Bring to me. Bring to me. Again, those words need to be embedded in our minds. Bring to me. Bring to me. Whatever it is that we have to face, bring to me. Because he's the one who can impact and alter and absolutely transform whatever it is. Death, darkness, hurt, hopelessness, weakness, anguish, defeat, uncertainty, fear. He's the one who can bring life. He's the one who can bring salvation and refreshment and healing and hope and strength and comfort and relief and joy and victory. He can. And he does. So we need to hear him say, bring to me. Again, every one of us would testify, I believe Jesus is greater than all my problems. I believe Jesus is greater than all my needs. Yes, he is. We need to practice it. And one of the ways we practice it is we draw near to Him. And we bring whatever it is to Him. In fact, we need to bring ourselves to Him every single day. Presenting ourselves to Him. We don't know what we have to face on any given day. He already does. And He's greater than whatever it is you're going to have to face. He's more than whatever it is. There's a lot of things I hope I never experience. And you're the same way. There's a lot of things we don't want to experience. But we may. And I can't stand up here and tell you, if such and such happens, this is what I'll do. I don't know what I'll do. I know what I should do. I should bring it to Him. And if I don't, I'm wrong. Doesn't matter the reason I didn't bring it to Him, that you're just flat out wrong. If you don't bring it to Him, you're wrong. We need to do that. And we need to always pray, Lord, help me. Because in and of myself, it's hard to say what I might do. But Lord, I just need Your help to help me bring unto You. That says something about our depravity too, that we would even need help to bring to Him. But we do. We need His help. We need His help every day. That we would just bring to Him. Bring to Him. And He may not fix it. He may not fix it. But you bring to Him and you'll be fixed. You'll be repaired. You'll be comforted. You'll be assured. The problem may exist throughout your entire life. And it may even get worse. You may bring it to Him and it may get worse. That's not because of any weakness in Him. That's just His will. But you just keep bringing it to Him anyway. You say, well, I bring it to Him, but it doesn't work. That's not the issue. The issue isn't the cure. The issue is bring it to Him. And just leave it there. Just leave it there. And then what we do is we go back and get it. And then we carry it a little longer. And He says again, bring it to Me. Bring it to Me. Bring it to Me. And we bring it to Him. A few minutes later, we go back and get it and carry it again for another week. And He's so gracious and He's so merciful, He just says, bring it to Me. Bring it to Me. God help us to practice. Jesus is more. Jesus is greater than whatever it is. God help us. Brother Larry, if you'd come.